Thank you all for joining Latin Generation Panel Call on 9th of May 2019. We have Bill, Mariana, Michael, Mats, Mikhail, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Mariana.
Well, I hope you've seen my last email in which I've tried to collect all results, which was not incorporated up to now in our report. And please, if you find something is missing, help me to add it, because all the results are now put in two places, some in Google Docs and some in our Dropbox folder, although I have written it also in this email. So, I have also updated the status of action items, and we shall pass through those action items again and see where we are now, what will be, what we'll do first and second, and so on and so on. Last time we discussed pretty long, we devoted almost the whole meeting discussing underlining an analysis, and I wrote something there about status, but now I'm a little bit confused. We have two documents. One is submitted by Bill. The other one is submitted by Michael. Is this the same documents? Are those code points the same in the both documents? What really happened? Can someone help me to understand? Bill, please.
Yes, I apologize. I sent an email last night, or at least not last night, our time, and neglected to include the link, which I resent this morning, but it may be taking a while to get to everybody. I haven't gone through and checked the individual items. The main difference, I see two main differences. One, I didn't bother to assign reviews to the dot below and macron below, because we already decided that all those would be variants, so there didn't seem to be any need to go over it again. And the other thing I did was rearrange it, so it was so the two things that we were comparing were side by side, rather than having to scroll back and forth to see what we were looking at. I don't know whether that is actually a plus or not, since as the IP has noted to us, the users won't have the luxury of side by side comparison. But anyway, that's what I did. I don't, as I say, I don't know if we have exactly all the same code points or not.
But we have started with the Excel table produced by Dennis, and you and Michael should somehow arrange to prepare this document for reviewing by every person in the Latin group. Please, let's hear what Michael has to say. Michael, please go on. Please unmute your phone. Michael. You should unmute.
Hello,
your
phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's okay now. You are unmuted.
Okay, right. Sorry about that. So I haven't seen Bill's document. I don't know which it is. My understanding from our last session was that I was supposed to assign code points to every member in the spreadsheet we had been discussing, which was, I think, originally provided by Dennis. And I've been doing that, and I've just circulated the email a couple of minutes ago, I don't know, 15 minutes or something. So I don't know, but for me, it's irrelevant on which document we work. It's not a property thing for me. So, like, but again, I have a document. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I thought you too will cooperate in making it, so I have not delegated one person on another to make this table. I'm sorry you spent some time doing the same job, but now when we have two documents, somehow we have to check all code points from Dennis' document incorporated in Bill's document, and I suppose all of them are in Michael's document. I personally prefer the way how Bill arranged them because it is easier to compare them, but it's up to... We are now in the situation that we have to decide on which document should we work. Bill, which code points are you using producing your document? Because I see Michael's document is the same as it was the last time, the document we last time discussed, and we have 90 code points there. And I, because you have rearranged those code points in easier way for processing, I agree with you. It is easier to see those two code points side by side. But you haven't checked are all code points from the Dennis document incorporated in it. Did I understand it correctly?
No, I took everything that was in Dennis's document, unless Mikkel added some in the last day or two. Then everything from that document is there. There were a couple others that I added for completeness. But I think basically they're the same. Once I eliminated the dot below and macron below instances, is it's about four each to evaluate and then four more to... double check.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's good. So probably you have a few more code points than in Dennis' documents. That's good. It's better to have more than less. Okay. Panel members think? Have you seen these two documents? Michael has not access rights to the link which was sent by Mats. I opened it easily. I have both documents here. Bill is arranged a little bit, let's say, it is more convenient for comparison. And also, it is good because he dot below and macron below, he gave the mark. So we have less code points to investigate. But what the other people think? Have you looked at those two documents? Could we decide something? Mats, please go on. Thank you for for helping me.
Yeah, the document from Bill is very clear and easy to look at. I don't have the other document in front of me, but we looked at last time. It was
same format as we had the last time. Yeah.
Yes. So I think that the Bill document is very clear to use for the comparison because we have them side by side and the different typefaces.
Okay, thank you Mats very much, and also Michael is saying that he prefers Bill's document. So I'm sorry, Michael, you put some effort in doing this, but Michael, please go on. You have to unmute your phone again.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's okay now.
This Zoom system is strange about muting and unmuting. Somehow it doesn't work for me, never. Sorry about that. Anyways,
okay.
I was going to say that I now have access rights, thanks, Bill. I don't care if we use Bill's document or mine. I have just one question, structurally, in some cases there are no reviewers assigned, but there's a block level assignment, there's a whole one or a three which overlaps on all those columns. So maybe Bill could explain what that means. I don't quite understand. Otherwise, I'm fine with using his. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please go on.
Yes, the cases where there's a one are for cases where there was either a dot below or a macron below, and we had already worked out that those cases generically were going to be variants because they were, when underlined, they were homoglyphs. So I didn't see any point in doing that. The only one that's a three was the case of the small letter G and the small letter Q, and that's a three because by rule, they can't be variants. So they are reduced to being cases of confusable. But that's the only three that I put in there as far as I know. Is that clearer?
Yes. So basically, so I think the three, we should clarify that and remove the three to clarify that this is for ASCII compatibility reasons, that this is not, does not have any other rating. I think in previous cases we used five for such cases, if I remember correctly, but it's been a while for all of us, I guess. As for the other cases, so I do understand now that we stick with the ad hoc rules, that is the firsthand, the global judgment we had taken before. I understood last time that we had decided to, and Mats, for example, had also advocated for that we actually go case by case and not take global decisions. So we are reverting on that, or did I misunderstand that? Thank you.
My understanding was that we were taking a global decision on that one because we were all in agreement, but that we were not, I think we all, most of us agreed with Matt that we shouldn't insist on global decisions. It may be that when we go through this process, we'll end up with a global decision on, for example, comma below, then again, we may not. But I thought the where we ended up was we were going to look at the individual cases first before deciding if there were any other global positions that we could take.
Okay, I think I mis-explained myself. What I was trying to ask is so if we assign some cases at one, that means we have a global rule, saying, okay, all these cases automatically are in a variant relationship. My understanding from last time that was that we also don't stick with the positive rules we had posited before, and that we actually do case by case. That's the only thing I was observing. Hopefully now it's clearer. Thank you.
I may have misunderstood what we had come up with. Matt, since I believe you were one of the ones advocating on that, could you perhaps clarify what you think we were agreeing to?
Well, I have to admit that I'm not sure. So, but I think that it makes sense to look at them, all the cases, because it's not that many and it's quite fast to look at them. But since you've prepared it, I don't know how many there are right now, but It kind of, we should look at it anyway and take a decision, and then it's better to have some data to base that decision on, instead of just assuming something.
Okay, I can revise the assignment columns. I should have that done within a couple hours at the end of the meeting. It won't take that long. I can do that, no problem.
Michael, your hand is up. Do you want to say something more? Oh, thank you. So, it looks to me that we like the table, how Bill prepared it. Bill will add, I'm trying to make a conclusion now, please help me if I misunderstood something. So it is because Michael and me, we have not been included in this discussion, but it doesn't matter. It seems that we agree. Bill will, all this, although it will be less thing to do if we accept those ones, but Mats, it seems that it is better to go through all the cases, and Bill will prepare, add some more columns in this working document, that every combination of the code points will be marked, and we shall have a clear decision at the end. And Bill promised to do it in next 4 or 5 hours. So please, when Bill submits a new version of the document, be so kind to do investigate the code points and give your opinion about similarity or identity of the code points. So we should have, it would be good if we have this document filled till the end, until our next meeting. Bill, please go.
I will email everyone when I have got those updates in, so you know when it's available.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill, very much. Thank you. Is there any more opinions, discussion, comments about the first action item? It seems that we have been moved. We are moving forward. So, some new, no hands up. So, we have dealt with the action item number one, and we shall...
Just one thing more.
Yes, please, Mats, go on.
Yes, because... the question is what we should mark cases where it's impossible to have variants, and the ASCII thing that Michael raised, that now was marked as 3, and Michael says that previously we marked it as 5, and I think it's good if it's clear to everyone how that should be marked.
Okay, it is good to leave it there. And please, Bill, go on.
My inclination is to rate it as a 3, simply because I think it's worthwhile to include in our appendix of confusables where something that's a 5 is not confusable at all in the way I understood what we were doing. But that was the reason that I picked a 3, because I think it is confusable.
Yeah. Okay. So what does 5 mean?
So 5 means it's so different that nobody would
make a mistake.
Nothing there.
But so the difference between four is different, and five is even more different. Then I don't think we need five, actually. Then I think five is only confusing. But we've had five before. I don't remember what we used five for.
I believe it was not applicable. I think it's the way it was phrased.
Wait. Michael, please, your hand is up. Go on.
So the column header also has the descriptions copied over, I assume, from the earlier tables we had prepared. And it says there, one is identical, two is nearly identical, three is distinguishable, four is different, and five is NA, which should be an abbreviation for not available. So different logically seems to apply that there is no chance for confusion. So five is not more than four, it's something else. And not available, the only category I can remember where a variant relationship is not available would be those ASCII cases, I guess. Logically, it seems to be that that is what we use for that, and that's what we had also decided earlier, I think, I seem to remember. So I would just stick with that kind of definition. And we should just say it now again that, okay, any ASCII cases receive the rating 5, and we should not conflate the issues with the string similarity review list or whatever you call it, Bill, the other kind of list we were preparing. Thank you.
So this is Sarmad. I'd like to come in line. Sorry, I am being a host, not able to raise my hand.
Yeah, please, Sarmad, go on. Thank you.
I guess I just want to follow up with from Michal's statement. In the previous round for the new GTLDs and also in the CCTLD fast track process, I think the similarity review is part of the process even for ASCII labels. So I think what I'm trying to say is that it may be still okay to consider ASCII labels as potentially similar and not say that they are out of the out of that analysis for similarity. Just something for you all to consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Now I have remembered that, for example, in CCTLD community, we had two similar things, two similar CCTLDs to something else, which waited for 5 or 7 years to be registered. One is BG for Bulgaria and is Cyrillic, and the other one is Epsilon Lambda for Greek. ASCII, Greek IDN CCTLD. So this similarity review will still be there, but those were not ASCII labels, those were IDN labels. Sorry, I confused something. It doesn't matter. But I suppose that similarity review will still exist in the future. Okay, could we go over this problem, just putting the comment there and think a little bit about it and see. At this moment, I see two proposals for this situation. One is that this code points should be marked as three. The next one is that this should code points would be marked as five. For me, really, I can't say what I prefer because I'm a little bit confused with all those discussions. But Michael is saying interesting. Then it seems To me, we should revisit our cases rated 5 and make sure we didn't conflate the two. And Bill, as long as we don't lose track of the fact that some ASCII code points do need similarity review, I don't care which numbers we use here. How about ranking it normally and putting it in brackets instead of 5 for ASCII cases? Michael, I cannot give my personal opinion what is the best. If you are satisfied with 3 in brackets, it's okay. Let's see what the other people think about, what other persons think about it. Mats? Michael? No hands up? Yeah, I agree with... Yeah, please, Mats, go on.
Well, our primary work is to find the variants or potential variants, and if two ASCII characters are found that are similar, then they cannot be variants. So I don't think that we need to go back and redo the work. But here, it could make sense that we do the rating from the fact and disregard ASCII, and then have the ASCII fact as a side note that even though they are maybe nearly identical, we cannot make them.
Yeah, variants. I agree with you.
So I don't think we should go back and change it in the previous reviews.
Bill, please.
Yeah, I would note that the previous reviews were, as I recall, cross-script variants. So the issue of two ASCII characters should not have arisen anyway.
Let's leave it like this for this moment. Maybe we shall be more clever next time. We can put, Bill, please put in this specific rows, these 3 in brackets, and also leave your comment there, and we shall leave it to resolve it later, because we are spending some time on it, and I don't see that we have an agreement how to resolve this situation. Is it reasonable to proceed in that way, as I proposed?
I will... leave it available. I will leave it open for the reviewers to decide either way. And if the two people reviewing it, if one puts a 3 in brackets and one puts a 5, then we can talk about it then.
Yeah. Okay. Is it okay now to proceed to the next item in the action plan in the agenda? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll do my best. next action item is to create clear guidance for variance definition for that can be used as a reference in the proposal. But Dennis, the text is there were some discussion about it or some remarks, because Dennis is not here. We cannot do this today. We shall do this next time when Dennis will be present and resolve comments and we shall have a final text for these guidelines. That was my thinking, and do you think it is okay to do it this way as I proposed? Bill is agreeing. Okay, at least I don't see anyone typing or anyone. Okay, so we shall postpone this section item for the next time. I have collected all base character analysis per assignment, and I put them in a Dropbox, and you have a link here, but I'm missing two. At least I couldn't find these documents in the mail, reports from Mats and Dennis, and please help me to find this. I will ask Dennis to send his report again. And Mats, do you remember, have you done your part in base character analysis or forgot to send, or I can't send it? We have to find yes. it.
I have done it, but not fully in the way that I should, and so I would do that and upload it.
Okay, thank you. Please upload it to this link which we have here in Dropbox, our LatinGP Dropbox space. So we shall have them together, and after that, we shall see what will be the next step to make some kind of report of this analysis. Michael also, that's, we are now at the action item number 4. Michael has discussed this German as a problem with the German-speaking people, and he wrote the text in the final report, but I also want to wait Dennis to join us back to discuss what was written there, and I hope that during one of the next telephone calls we shall resolve comments and have text ready for the final report. So I will postpone this for the next time when Dennis will be with us. Now we have something which I don't know what is it. Write a proposal to include middle dot. It is resolved. Sorry, because Michael has discussed this problem with integration panel during COBE meeting, and the result was negative, so this middle dot code point won't be included in our repertoire, and I treat this action item as resolved. Michael, am I correct? Michael, am I correct with this? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Michael. I can remove it for the next time. I just wanted everyone to see that this is resolved. Develop test label strategy. I was thinking a little bit about...
Mariana, to...
Yes, please.
Again,
please.
Sorry.
Oh, yes, it's okay. It's okay, Sarmad. You can't raise the hand. Sorry.
So I just wanted to follow up on number 5. I think I was also in the meeting. It was resolved. I just wanted to follow up on, see whether this will be explicitly discussed in the document, because I think there is value to it, because some people were asking for it. And if we don't discuss it in the document, the same question will come up again. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask and also request, if it is not discussed, to add this discussion in the document, and if it is already there, just wanted to check on that. For the Catalan middle dot.
Yeah, for the Catalan middle dot, but at this meeting, Michael was present, you, Sarmad, Anybody else? Bill, please. Sorry, Bill. I haven't seen your hand is up. Please, Bill, go on.
Yeah, we have a section in the repertoire where we talk about several other code points that were excluded, so it should be easy enough to just add that one in as well. That gives us a place to put it.
So I guess what I'm just requesting is that let's make sure that it's there and the discussion is there, documented, for whatever reason we are not including it, so that it doesn't get raised again, I guess. Or if it gets raised, we can point it to that particular discussion.
Thank you, Sarma. Thank you, Bill. Michael, could you add a few sentences about middle dot in this part of the report where we have specified all excluded code points because they are too similar to, for whatever reason, I forgot it happened almost 1 year before this meeting.
Yeah, I can write something up and.
And we shall see, it could be reviewed by the panel. Sarma,
so,
do you want to?
The reason I raise it again here is because this was raised actually yesterday during a GDD summit in Bangkok. So I think there are people who still, actively looking for whether this will come in or not. So it's good to document it explicitly in the report. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this update. Sarmad. Michael will write something in this part of the report where we have specified all excluded code point as why they are excluded, and we shall review it when we were reviewing final report till the end. Mats, please.
Yes, Sarmad, could you say some words on what was said at the meeting? I mean, how the reaction was, just get a picture of.
I actually am sorry, but I was a bit late for that meeting. But I think I would suggest Michael, since he was driving that meeting, maybe he can help summarize, if that's okay. I was a little late, so I would have missed the discussion a bit.
Are you talking about the meeting in Kobe, or were you talking about?
No.
I meant Mats. I thought he was talking about this meeting in
GDD, because
okay.
That's where the public or someone. Showed an interest in the middle dot and what the reactions were and the comments.
Sorry, I misunderstood. I'm also actually not at the Bangkok meeting. Pitinan was there. I actually just got a message from Pitinan that it was raised. What we could do is, I think next Monday, Pitinan would be there. So we can ask her, or if you want to get more of that information earlier, I can email her and ask for specific details.
No, I mean, I think this is interesting for us to hear what the reactions are and what is said about it. We don't need the information directly. So next time it's very fine. So if you could ask...
Yeah.
To just briefly tell us what was said and reactions, etc. Because
sure.
I assume that someone replied to the person asking.
As far as the staff is concerned from ICANN, we obviously normally do say that this is something which what we told them was that this was discussed between Latin Generation Panel and Integration Panel in Kobe, and we actually basically referred them to Latin Generation Panel for further discussion, because that's obviously something we cannot obviously have a direct
influence.
Influence on, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if that is the response, I think it's even more important that our report covers that issue with some details and references.
Yes, that's why I was raising it. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. We shall have some text in the report, and we shall have some information from Pitinen, and this thing is not resolved. I will add here that this case, I mean, middle dot, should be inserted in the report. I mean, the case, whatever happened with it. Okay. Any discussion about it? Any more? No. Next item in the agenda is in the action items is develop test label strategy. I was thinking a little bit, you see, I was very, very weak and low energy last 6 months, and my brain was not working properly. So one day I got the idea how these test labels could be organized, and I put it in this proposal. And I want to hear from you, am I thinking in the right way? Did I misunderstood something? Because as I see, I propose to make, for testing the repertoire, just to make labels of 7 characters every label, and they need not to mean anything, because those test labels should be used only to test if every code point is properly inserted in LGR. The more different thing will be to make variants, and it will be very, it is very peculiar thing to do, because I was trying to find some proper text editor which has a representation in as letters and as with their hexadecimal value, and if someone knows some good hexadecimal editor, it would be good. Also, if it is free for use, it will be good just to check those code variant code points which we should produce for these test labels, because it is very difficult to check what is written there. I didn't find the easy way to do it. So please, Bill, go on.
Yeah, I looked at what you had done here, and I don't understand at all what you've done or what you want us to do. I'm sorry, I'm just totally lost.
I was proposing the structure of our test label data set. We are obliged to provide test data for testing Latin LGR. You see, this is a completely new data set. And every panel who produced the every generation panel is obliged to produce such a similar data set, which could be used for testing our results of our work. I mean, for testing repertoire code points and variants between different which we have defined. I was not clear, Mats. You might express it better. I mean, maybe I'm not talking in the clear way. Please go on.
So I my picture is that we should have test labels that reflect the languages, so that we should try to cover all the letters of the languages that we include.
Bill, please.
If you could include in there an example or two of what the test data needs to look like, that would, for me at least, that would be very helpful. And I think Matt is right. We need to make sure that we have covered everything in the repertoire when we're generating labels. Thank you.
Please, maybe we could postpone this discussion for next meeting, because Sarmat just sent in the chat the link how this test label data sets look in the proposal which have been accepted. I was looking there, and my idea is not to, at least I understood it in that way, that for testing repertoire, it is enough to put all. Yeah, Cyrillic script just gave, but they gave they gave words written in Cyrillic, and how they check that all the code points, Cyrillic code points, are there. So we should have 210 words in different languages to cover all code points which we have in the repertoire. For me, it was label is label. It doesn't need to be a meaningful word in any language, but that's how I see the thing. And I was looking also in this Cyrillic, label data set. Yeah, you have A in Latin, A in Cyrillic script, and all these variations when they have producing variant labels for testing.
Right, so if I can jump in very briefly here.
Please, Sarmat, go on, help us.
So basically, I think you need to generate labels. What we've actually been doing in for different scripts is that we've actually just gone and collected online corpora, list of words, and for different languages, and then just make sure that we have a reasonably extensive list of possible labels, which will cover the repertoire. The second thing, obviously, is to cover variants, in-script variants as well as cross-script variants. And the idea is to make sure that we have cases covering all the different variants which we have. The reason behind this test file is that eventually this your the XML which you will produce as Latin GP will make sure that it will give some valid labels, mark them as valid, invalid labels, mark them as invalid. And then for variants, it will determine what are the variant, how many variants are generated and what are those variants and what are their dispositions. And when, and the reason behind developing this file is that when the integration panel does the integration, they will take your XML file and they'll do things with it. And then they'll integrate that into the root zone LGR. And the XML file in the root zone LGR is supposed to be the same as the one which you submit, but it is actually slightly changed in the integration process. And so, and that changes are, for example, they will relabel the rules. So you call something, some rule as, don't allow hyphen, and they will call it, it's a Latin rule, don't allow hyphen in starting position or something. So in any case, they do some small changes when they do the integration. And the reason this test file is requested is that when they do the integration and they port the XML to a different XML, they want to rerun it on these test files and make sure that it's stable and is providing the same results. So this is really a test file which is not only used in integration process, but it is also anticipated that eventually if somebody does their own implementation of basically the tool for routes on LGR or LGRs in general, they can actually use these test files to see that they've actually done a parallel implementation and a stable implementation. So there are multiple reasons for asking this file. Thank you.
I don't know who is first and who is the second, but I will give word first to Mats and then Bill. Please, Mats, go on.
Yeah, I actually started to create such a list quite a long time ago, and I sent that link to everyone, and I repeated the link here in the chat box. And so I tried to find some real words, which is of course not that easy, but that is I guess I think that what is assumed it's assumed to be real words and try to find representations of letters in the in repertoire and I guess that ASCII is not as important as non-ASCII.
Please, thank you, Mats. Please, Bill, go on. Bill, please.
I was just looking at the Cyrillic one, and I didn't see anything that looked like cross-grip variants. Am I just not seeing something, or what?
Yeah, they have cross-script variants, but there is not enough comments in this data set. But they have done it. They have it because I looked through it with some more carefully. Okay, we have 6 more minutes till the end. At least we know what is our what is the task to produce test labels. I don't think that we should look for real words in every language we are using, because it will not give any value to these test labels, and we shall spend a lot of time chasing words around. We have to find more pragmatical way to do it. I don't know the solution in this moment. The easiest way was just to produce labels without any meaningful words. But if you think that we have to produce labels with the meaningful words, we have to divide somehow code points between ourselves. And we have 210 or something like this code points. So every person, every member, every working member of this Latin GP should produce at least 13 labels just for the report. Just for, Sarmat, please go on. I'm just thinking aloud. Yeah. That's it.
So I think there would be easier ways of doing this. This is just collecting data. I think there's probably not a lot of decision making here. So if you like, we can actually help you gather that data, come back to you and show some data back to share that with you. And then you guys can, make a final list or something like that. So Pitinan and I can actually go and do some homework on it. This is something as I said, there is no decision making here. It's just data.
Yeah, it's just collecting the data. Yes, I agree with you completely.
So we can help you out here. You guys don't need to spend time here if you don't want to.
That will be very nice, Sarmat. Yes, Michael, please. Then we have Mats after that.
I was just wondering why they do have to be real words, since domain names are not restricted to words. They can be any labels, even if they're abbreviations or senseless things.
Strings, senseless strings. That was my first idea.
That?
Yes, please, Sarmat, go on.
So there is a good reason to have real words for complex scripts, but because that allows, for example, if you're looking at Thai or looking at Devanagari, it allows you to see whether certain combinations of characters is allowed in data and not allowed in data. But something like that is, as I said, only very useful in a complex script. For a script like Latin, where it's letters can actually mix without really any rules.
Yeah,
one can just use random strings as well. I think it could be equally effective.
Thank you, Sarmat. Mats, please go on.
Yeah, when we talked about it in Brussels, it was said that it should be real words, and that's why I created based on real words. But that could be changed, of course.
Mats, we were not thinking hardly about it last time in Brussels. It was just leave Mats to think about it. That because we were exhausted after all these difficult discussions. But
actually, I think that the IP. I'm sorry for breaking. IP.
It's okay.
IP said it should be real words.
Okay, if they insist of real words, we shall have help of Sarmat, Ipitinen in collecting. What is my main problem? How shall we be sure that we have in test labels included all code points? That's my main problem. That's the main problem which I have in mind. I don't have the tool to pass through all words and count all code points and see have we took all code points which we have in the repertoire.
Yes, to know that you have covered all code points is not very complicated, but
okay.
It could be hard to find a good corpora for a language, so that you can find words that cover the code points.
Right.
Sarmat wanted to say something. Please, Sarmat.
Yeah. So I guess again, I would say this is something we could do for you. So we can actually go back. And we'd probably do it greedily, in a sense that we'll start with languages where corpora are more easily available, like English and German and some of the European languages and maybe Vietnamese, to capture as many code points as quickly as possible. And then we'll can do a programmatically analysis on what's left, and then go and trace that back to the languages and try to dig those corpora. But that's something, even if you want real words, and I can also go back and check with IP, either way should be possible, and that's something we could do for you. So I would I would suggest if you're okay with it, we can do that homework for you, and that helps you, I guess, move forward. Thank you
very much for your offer. We shall finally agree about something, but we are now, we have started this discussion. We have a lot of facts on our mind now. So next time we shall make the decision. We are now at the end of an hour, and I proposed that next meeting should be next Thursday again. And I hope you all agree with this, and please be so kind to do your homework with this underlining analysis, because it is important to have as many. Result as it is necessary. Anyone else who wants to say something? No. So I want to thank everyone to be present at this meeting. And thank you. Thank you really very much. And we shall hear each other next Thursday. Bye, and have a nice rest of the day and night for some people.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Goodbye.